All right, Bitcoin prices are on the move as the benchmark crypto has climbed above $40,000. Yahoo Finance crypto reporter David Hollerith is here with analysis on the market action. David, so my day started. I got onto the Yahoo Finance platform, saw Bitcoin prices at about $43,000. I'm now on the platform. Bitcoin price is up close to 13%, over $44,000. The ticker is the top ticker on our platform. What's going on here?
Brian, Julie, so the lesson of 2022 is that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies follow risk on assets. So they move typically, we've seen an increasing amount in correlation with, you know, something like the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ composite. So we've been thinking of, a lot of analysts have been thinking of cryptocurrencies as sort of your risk on technology stock. Now, in the last day or so, we've seen 24-hour trading that has pretty much broken that narrative. And so what people have called this who pay attention to Bitcoin, they call it a decoupling. So we've seen a higher and higher correlation of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies with risk on assets, especially last week, where the correlation between Bitcoin, the S&P, and the NASDAQ at different times during the week, they both hit all-time highs. Now, as of yesterday, the correlation is dropping. It's still a short-term trend, but what this is telling us is that the market of buyers for Bitcoin right now is changing. Now, the obvious thing that everybody's sort of pointing to and looking to is the crisis that's happening in Ukraine, and also the Russian sanctions that are being placed by NATO allies. So it's really difficult to tell what exactly that means in terms of, you know, we're seeing data for more buyer demand in those markets. But from what I've heard from analysts, it sounds like there's much smaller buyer demand that's happening across the world right now. And I think more than the specific crisis or sanctions evasions or something like that, it's speaking to sort of this narrative that's still, while very uncertain, it's sort of showing that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are being looked to, at least in the short term, as sort of a hedge again.
Bitcoin bulls back out in force. David Hollerith, thanks so much.